Unit 14.
Страница 867. 1. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух предложение.
1. I think you should see a lawyer. 2. You should consult a doctor. 3. You shouldn't hesitate. 4. He should be very careful with this equipment. 5. You ought to visit him more often. 6. You shouldn't agree. 7. You shouldn't have agreed. 8. She should have been an actress. 9. You ought to have told me all about it long ago. 10. You ought to have compared your chances before taking a decision. 11. I think you should have a preliminary exchange of opinions.
Страницы 868-869. 4. Прослушайте и прочитайте гороскоп вслух.
Horoscopes for the coming week.
Aries. March 21st to April 20. You may have an opportunity to change your place of work, but the change may be for the worse. You should think hard before taking a decision. You shouldn't tell anyone about possible offers of a new job.
Taurus, April the 21st to May the 21st. This is a week of success in business. You may have to risk your money. Don't hesitate. You may not have another chance like that, and you must take it.
Gemini, May 22nd to June the 21st. You may meet someone you'll be impressed by, but be careful. You should spend more time at home with your family.
Cancer, June the 22nd to July the 22nd. You may have some financial problems at the beginning of the week. Don't be discouraged. You'll have to learn how to be a good loser. But you shouldn't lose hope. Things will improve towards the end of the week.
Leo, July 23rd to August 22. There may be opportunity to travel. You should take it without hesitation. You may want to talk to someone about it. This is something you mustn't do, because your chance may be lost.
Virgo, August the 23rd to September the 23rd. Someone may tell you that there's a chance to win a television quiz. You shouldn't believe it. Quizzes are not for you, but at the weekend you may be lucky at cards. You shouldn't miss your chance.
Libra, September 24th to October the 22nd, also called the scales or the balance. You shouldn't play football. You may have an injury. A drive to the country and a walk in the wood will do you good. But you shouldn't leave expensive things in your car. You may be sorry.
Scorpio, October the 23rd to November the 21st. There may be problems at work, but you shouldn't take them to heart. The situation will improve soon. You won't even have to put in any particular effort.
Sagittarius, November 22nd to December 21st. This is an important moment in your personal life. You shouldn't change anything if you want to be happy. Think carefully before taking important steps.
Capricorn, December the 22nd to January the 20th. You may have some slight health problems. Don't overeat. You should give up smoking and drinking. A holiday at the seaside would put you right.
Aquarius, January 21st to February 19. If you find a large sum of money or a diamond ring, don't be surprised. This week begins a period of luck. It's a good time to start a business venture, and you should begin looking for a good partner.
Pisces, February the 20th to March the 20th. Also called the fish. There may be changes in your working routine. You may have to do more than you used to. You shouldn't work too much. You should leave time for outdoor exercise and parties.
Страница 871. 1. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух предложение.
1. The agreement is to be signed on the 22nd of September. 2. According to the contract, the wooden parts were made of expensive wood. 3. All the machines to be packed in strong cases. 4. They were to have come an hour ago. I wonder what happened. 5. Such documents are to be signed by the Director General. 6. What are the children doing here at such a late hour? They are supposed to be in bed. 7. A secretary at the firm is supposed to be fluent in several foreign languages. 8. He didn't know he was supposed to work overtime if the job was urgent. 9. Am I supposed to consult anyone, or can I deal with matters like that myself?
Страница 872. 2. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух отрывок из интервью при приеме на работу.
So, you'd like to have a secretarial job with this company. You've got a well-paid job. What makes you look for a new one? Well, I'm only supposed to do the paperwork. I don't mind it, but I'd prefer to work with people as well. Do you know that a secretary here is supposed to be fluent in at least one foreign language? Yes, I do. I've been learning French for 2 years, and I can speak Spanish a little. Do you mind if you have to work overtime sometimes? Oh, well, it depends how often I'm supposed to work overtime. Oh, not more than twice a month when the work's urgent.
Страница 873. 1. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух предложение.
1. I've just had a telephone installed. 2. I must have my coat dry cleaned. 3. I haven't yet had my photograph taken for the passport. 4. We had our kitchen painted last week. 5. I must have my watch adjusted. 6. You should have this door mended. 7. He's had his car repaired.
Страницы 873-874.
Topics for discussion. People get ill sometimes, don't they? 1. Consulting a surgeon.
Please sit down. What's the matter?
You see, doctor, I'm not really ill, but I've been having pains in my stomach lately. My wife's worried. She says I should have consulted a surgeon long ago.
Now let's see if your wife's right. Begins to examine the patient. Do you feel any pain here? And here? Does it hurt now?
Yes, a little. This is just the place where it usually hurts.
Well, I think it's appendicitis. We'll have some tests made, but if my diagnosis is confirmed, I would recommend an operation.
Do you think it's urgent? I'm to go away on business tomorrow morning.
You can't go away in this condition. The operation itself isn't very serious, but I strongly advise you to have it done at once. The sooner the better. You may have complications later.
But you said you only thought it was appendicitis. You aren't 100% sure, are you?
I'm nearly sure it is. I wouldn't insist if I thought you had just eaten something that disagreed with you.
Well, that sounds convincing enough. But what shall I do with my business trip?
Oh, this. I'm afraid is something doctors aren't supposed to deal with. Put it off or ask someone else to go instead of you. That's the only advice I can give.
Oh. It's beginning again. Oh, well. All right, then. Where am I to go for the tests?
Let me call the nurse, and she'll take care of it all.
2. Asking after somebody's health.
Why hasn't Miss Collins come in today? Is anything the matter?
Yes. She hurt her leg badly yesterday and can't walk.
Oh, too bad. Have any of you been to see her?
No, not yet. None of us knew. We only found out this morning when she rang from home.
How did it happen?
She fell somewhere near the office. Someone gave her a lift to the nearest hospital, and they gave her first aid and sent her home in an ambulance.
I wonder how she is now.
Her leg still hurts, but she's had an X-ray, and it shows the bone isn't broken.
Poor girl. Please give her my sympathy.